explains that your brain is working like this, is always bringing in some doubt, isn't it? What's your scientific method? When the no idea comes out, what is the reaction of all our scientists? Doubts. Because we know that there are a lot of nonsense outside, and we doubt, we go towards our research, right? Here you say, there are some places that if you have that doubt, goodbye. Because we cannot prove something to you. Do you remember all the points we made that, I'm sorry, if you doubt the honesty of Romeo or Juliet, you are a member of that family, period. You're nobody. Could we prove the love of Romeo or Juliet? Could we prove the love? No, this is like that. So, this is the story. Let's hear it.
When that simpleton found her alone, at once he attempted to embrace and kiss her. The beauty with awesome mien raised her voice against him, saying, "Do not behave impudently. Be mindful of good manners." He said, "Why? There is privacy and no people, the water at hand and a thirsty man like me. None is moving here but the wind. Who is present? Who will hinder from this conquest?" "O madman," said she, "thou hast been a fool. A fool thou art, and hast not hearkened to the wise."
Okay, are you listening? Told you, he wants to go to that Sufi and the wife, but before that, he's showing to you that I'm talking about you. What's your attitude? You arrive over there, okay, you try to do something. She will ask you, "Oh, why are you doing it?" You will bring the excuses, and again, and again, and again. This is what the ego will do. You are defending yourself. I'm taking you to the best place that you should surrender, but even there, you are defender of yourself. Yes?
"O madman," said she, "thou hast been a fool. A fool thou art, and hast not hearkened to the wise. Thou sawest the wind moving. Know that a mover of the wind is here, who drives the wind along. The fan, namely the direction of its course by God's action, smote upon this wind and is always keeping it in movement. The portion of wind that is in our control does not stir till you move the fan. Without you and without the fan, the movement of this portion of wind does not arise, O simpleton. The movement of the wind of the breath, which is on the lips, follows the course directed by the spirit and the body. At one time you make the breath to be a eulogy and a message. At another time you make the breath to be a satire and a foul speech. Understand then the cases of other winds, for from a part the intellect perceives the whole."
Yeah, at the beginning of this verse there is that. Therefore, so, because he was talking about what? He was doing bad, right? Mm-hmm. Beloved started to talk. First, he talked about the wind. He said, because there is no wind, you think nothing moves? And when there is wind, you just want to use it? You forget that even the little small wind has, you are moving something, then you feel the wind, right? When there is wind outside, somebody is running the wind. You forgot that this existence has a runner, has a plan. This is not just like this. And you forget that part. And I was talking about the wind means the movement of the air. Do you remember the breath? Do you remember the breath is your soul? Do you remember that? Isn't it interesting that you declare that that's your soul? Is it yours? Or is it his breath coming in you and going out? It doesn't belong to you. But it's yours in a way. And you use it because the breath at the same time in Persian language means talking and saying something. Here, we will mix them up all together to say that, okay, this breath, sometimes you use it to say something good, and sometimes you use this breath to do something bad, right? Something you sometimes you swear, sometimes you compliment. That's the same breath, isn't it? So, it's the same thing all around you. There are the different winds, which each one is doing one piece of the work. Yes?
God sometimes makes the wind burn on. In December, he divests it of this kindliness. He makes it a sarsa for the people of Ard. Again, he makes it perfumed for Hud. One wind he makes the poison of the simum. He makes the advent of the east wind to be delightful. He hath founded the wind of the breath in you, in order that thereby you may judge analogically of every wind.
Yeah, everything around you is just like your breath. How do you use your breath? It's up to you, and that's your responsibility, and that's where you should stand up. You could use your breath to talk, to say something good. You could use it to swear and say something bad, right? So all around you is like that. Everything is like that. Again, we are back to yin and yang, how they are completing each other. They are in each other, and they are not dividable. Yes?
The breath does not become speech without gentleness or harshness. It is honey for one set of people and poison for another class. The fan is moving for the benefit of the person and for the subjugation of every fly.
This one you don't have the experience because your fan is electric. If you have seen a fan, it's not. But the other people who are using the fan like this, they are doing always this. Because there are always flies around and they have to kick the flies away. Yes.
Why should not the fan of divine foreordainment be fraught with trial and probation? Inasmuch as the part, namely the wind of the breath or the fan, is naught but a cause of injury or advantage, how should this north wind and this east wind and this west wind be remote from favor and conferring bounty? Look at a handful of wheat from a granary and apprehend that the whole of it will be just like this. How should the whole of the wind rush forth from the mansion of the wind in heaven without the fan of that driver of the wind? Is it not the fact that at winnowing time the labors on the threshing floor beseech God for wind, in order that the straws may be separated from the wheat, so that it may go into a granary or pits?
Yeah. Again, the experiences. Remember the difference in our way of life and the life in time of Rumi. In time of Rumi, the wind, they understand what the wind is. We don't. We think the wind is something that when you bring down the window of your car, suddenly there is a bad stuff. That's the wind. In his time, wind and rain are the definitive stuff which is going to make our life miserable or good. Because if there's no rain, we go hungry. The bad wind will ruin everything. So normally they hate the wind. Remember that Rumi doesn't know anything about traveling on the ocean and having the surfing and all that stuff. Anyhow, normally they hate the wind, but there is once in a year that they pray for a special good wind. Do you remember? Is where they gather all these weeds and they have some funny machine to go and crush them all. Then they do this. The wind will take the light stuff a little bit further, so they have the seeds, they could collect them and feed themselves. Here he's talking about those winds. This wind, and he chose the wind. Why? Because wind is the same, the breath, the movement of the air, and in Persian language you could replace them. So we say, you should understand the breath in you. You should understand the spirit, but you cannot judge it, because it could be like the other stuff. It could be good, it could be bad. Depends on how you're using the breath. You have the soul. What do you do with it? That's important, because that could make your soul a problem for this universe or a good stuff. Yes?
When the blowing wind is long delayed, you may see them all making humble entreaty to God. Likewise, in parturition, if the wind of childbirth do not come, there comes a woeful cry for help. If they are not aware that he is the driver, is its driver, then what disposes to pray piteously for the wind? Likewise, those in a ship are desirous of the wind. They all are begging for it from the Lord of mankind. Likewise, in toothache, you beg ardently and earnestly to be defended from the wind.
You see, at the end, you remember the shipping, even over there, and even in toothache. Even in here, you should understand the wind, because in his time, was not the way you do it. There was not a dentist and the machine and that kind of stuff. They use a lot of serious stuff. I don't want to talk about it. Yes. Yeah.
The soldiers beseech God humbly, saying, give the wind of victory, O thou whose every wish is fulfilled. Also in the throes of childbirth, folk beg from every venerated a piece of paper inscribed with a charm. Therefore, all have known for certain that the wind is sent by the Lord of created beings. Therefore, in the mind of everyone possessing knowledge, this is certain, that with everything that moves.
Therefore, I expect you to always remember this, because this should be in the brain of any living fellow. When something happens here in this universe, it doesn't happen just because it happens. Something is making it happen. This is how we believe. This is the difference between me and a simple scientist. The scientist will look at this machine changing. I'm doing the same. I'm looking at this machine changing. He is interested to understand why the machine is changing. Me, I'm interested to understand who made this changing machine. Because if I understand what he wanted to do, I understand the working of the machine and even problem of the machine. I could even help the machine. That's the attitude. Therefore, you should be certain, this will be in your brain, that when something is moving, somebody is moving it. Are you ready for that? Because I'm trying to make you ready. There is a moment that your heart will move. And that moment you should understand that somebody is moving it. Somebody is touching it. Yes?
Therefore, in the mind of everyone possessing knowledge, this is certain, that with everything that moves, there is a mover. If you do not see him visibly, apprehend him by means of the manifestation of the effect.
Yeah.